In the aftermath of yet another air attack, firefighters attempt to douse a blaze in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. This after a flurry of strikes on targets in Sana'a as well as on the port city of Hodeidah, which killed several people. Some residents claim that United Nations workers in a nearby building had prior knowledge and left the area before the attack took place.
It's strange that their staff left a few hours ahead of the airstrike, which means that they were probably notified.
The Saudi-led airstrikes came a day after a series of drone and missile attacks by Houthi rebels on Jeddah and other Saudi cities. Oil refineries were among the targets. There were no deaths reported in the strikes, but it was the most concerted air operation by the Houthis in the seven-year conflict. And in the wake of the retaliatory attacks by the coalition, the Houthi rebels announced a unilateral three-day ceasefire, expressing the hope that it could be extended.
We unilaterally announce the suspension of missile and drone strikes and all military actions towards the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia by land, sea and air for a period of 3 days. We affirm our readiness to turn this declaration into a final, firm and permanent commitment if the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia announces and commits itself to ending the siege and stopping its air raids on the territory of the Republic of Yemen once and for all.
Earlier in the day, residents of Sana'a defiantly rallied in the streets of the capital, marking 7 years of a conflict in which more than 150,000 people have been killed, and one that's created one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. Alex Katopoulos, Al Jazeera.